You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. Sports-wise, Avalanche fans are going out of their minds. The team was down 3-1, and now they've won the last two. Forced a game seven that will be played tomorrow night. The question is, can they successfully claw all the way back like the Nuggets did, being down 3-1? That would actually be kind of poetic if our NBA and NHL teams did that, because that's pretty rare.
I really hope they do, too, because this is just fun for the city, too. You know, when everything's kind of down and out right now, it's just good for Denver, good for Colorado.
Well said.
Right?
Speaking of the Nuggets, they open their next playoff series tonight against the LA Clippers, and I don't know how it happened, but the Rockies won a game last night. They beat the Giants. Don't get too excited, because after a day off today, the Rocks will be in Los Angeles over the weekend to play the Dodgers. And we know what happens whenever the Rockies
bank
play
in time.
The Dodgers. There's that. This is, in a way, it's a downer, but in another way, it's just interesting. Believe it or don't, it has been 6 years since Robin Williams passed away. Can you believe it's been 6 years?
No, I can't.
There is a new a documentary that's out called Robin's Wish. And it's on, they say, various platforms. You can probably find it. But it's how doctors discovered after his death that he had been suffering from something called Lewy body dementia. And so that's the subject of this new documentary. And his widow talks about how, for him, it was like he was being chased by invisible monsters. And I guess I wish that he had been able to find this out before the tragic end. Because, I don't know, maybe they could have found some way of treating it or helping him. Mm-hmm. But he was becoming paranoid and delusional. They say he lost his grip on reality.
He just wasn't himself. There's these scenes. I've seen some previews for this where he's telling people, he's like, I'm not me anymore. And he was really wondering what was going on. And sad. Nicole's grandpa had the Lewy body dementia.
No kidding.
And it's hard to watch. Very hard to watch.
Oh, yeah. I had not heard of it until the Robin Williams situation.
Yeah,
then out of the blue this morning, there's an announcement about a Baseball Hall of Fame pitcher from way back when I was a little kid. Tom Seaver, he's in the Hall of Fame. He passed away, had COVID-19. I don't know if that is what killed him, but they also said in the story this morning that he, too, had Lewy body dementia.
Wow.
So now it's popping up. Maybe it's just something that they weren't able to diagnose years ago. I don't know. Anyway, that documentary on Robin Williams is out on various streaming platforms.
I want to watch it.
Really I do, too. I really,
I feel like I'm going to cry through the whole thing, but I want to watch it.
Right. All right, what else is going on?
Well, speaking of the Rona, it just made a big old mistake. It infected the Rock. I spent 11 minutes of my day yesterday watching Dwayne The Rock Johnson on his Instagram talk about how he has COVID-19, as does his wife and his two daughters, who are 4 and 2. They have been sick with the virus. Now, he did say that they are all on the other side of it, basically. They're not contagious anymore. They're returning to the healthy side of things. Sounds like his wife had it pretty bad, though. But it was just kind of surprising to see, you know, somebody so big and so famous get infected with this. And he was talking about they've actually been doing all the right things, the distancing, the face masks, everything. Yeah. He's like, but we still got it. The part I did like about it is he was really promoting the healthy lifestyle, making sure people are staying up on their immune system, taking their supplements, eating healthy, and exercising. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's coming from The Rock, you know. Yeah. So anyway, that's the big celebrity story right there. He can do a push-up or two. I don't know. If you're a fan of the live-action Mulan and you've been wanting to watch it on Disney Plus when it comes out tomorrow, we talked about this earlier in the month. It's going to cost you $30. Earlier last month, it's going to cost you $30 on Disney Plus if you want to stream it. Now, if you wait until December 4th, they're just going to put it into the regular rotation of movies on that streaming service, and it'll be free after December 4th. So if you can wait, you don't have to pay the $30.
It's like that funny video that you see where they put the marshmallows on the table and tell the kids they can't touch them.
Yes! Yes. Can you wait? Do you have self-control?
The delayed gratification thing. Do you have the self-control to hold off? Can people hold off 90 days to get it for free?
Or you know what? Maybe you're loaded and you want to spiff Disney $30 to help out some of their employees. Do it tomorrow. There is that. What's that?
What movie is this again?
The live-action Mulan. It was supposed to be a pretty darn big deal coming to theaters.
Okay.
I know. It's not for us. It's not for me.
I could wait 90 years.
I'm fine. This one, however, is for us 90 years. The Mandalorian's returning to Disney Plus October 30th. Now, that's one I can get on board with.
Right I did there. Enjoy that show.
It's really good. We've talked about this a couple times today. It's worth another mention. Target is now promoting waist-up styles for working from home. They're basically noticing that everybody's on Zoom calls and virtual meetings and really, you're just focusing on your torso up. So now they have video conference outfits they've put together. Things like specialized shirts and jewelry that goes with it and hair accessories and lipstick. But no pants in sight. It's just waist-up styles for the life that we're living right now. It's kind of cool. It's kind of a funny little marketing gimmick, I guess.
I think what I'll do is I'll do a spoof of that, and it's going to be all stoner gear, and I'll call it waist up, but spell it W-A-S-T-E.
Oh, my God.
What do you think? It's like stoner gear.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. Oh, Dom.
Don't you like that?
Oh, Dom.
I guess that's a
we're no. making fun of the stoners. This is kind of funny when it comes to your wardrobe. It's an Etsy shop, and they are called Dogs and Dorks. And they're making specialized face masks. So what you do is you upload a photo of your pet's face. They'll print the lower half of that dog's face or cat or ferret or whatever and put it on a mask for you. It's $15. And you put it on and you take a little picture with your dog and your twinsies. And crazy pet people will do this.
Yeah, they will.
I just like the name of the company, Dogs and Dorks.
Perfect.
That's funny to me. New survey out this morning regarding camping. We're a big camping state here. A new survey says that 83% of us take our gadgets with us when we go camping now. 41% of people won't even go camping if they can't take their phone. So truly, are we really camping anymore? If we just go and sit in a tent and watch a Netflix show instead of enjoying nature?
The best part of the story was the percentage of people who call and order food to be delivered.
I love it. You order food and they'll deliver it right to your campsite.
Oh my God.
They say a big old chunk of kids haven't even cooked marshmallows over a fire if they go camping. That's criminal. You have to do that.
I'm torn on the roasting marshmallows over the fire because
why?
I understand that it is a...
It's a rite of passage.
It's a rite of passage. That's why I'm torn because they're so horrible.
The cooked marshmallows are horrible?
Yes. I wish we had come up with a better rite of passage because that.
Well, you could add the hot dogs on a stick over a fire.
Yeah,
that's still
better.
Tasty. What's your beef with the marshmallows? You doing it wrong? You always burn for you? Let's be honest. When was the last time you went camping?
That would be the 12th of never.
Every time I do it, they're not coming out right. They're gross.
Well, obviously, I've roasted marshmallows in my life, but even as a kid, I was like, these suck.
You turn on the gas stove and stand over it. Oh, that's funny. Real quick, let me give you a couple Fat America stories. Dairy Queen just released a new line of candles that smell like they're blizzards. There's six of them, $25 a set, and looks like they go on sale today around 1 o'clock here, Denver time. Smells like Oreo Moco Fudge, Snickerdoodle Cookie Dough. You're a Snickerdoodle Cookie Dough. Choco Dip Strawberry? I don't know. It's all weird ice cream scents. Whatever. And then this one I love. Reese's has created a cake that you're supposed to eat in the morning. They're called Reese's Snack Cakes.
Twist
yes.
my arm.
They're chocolate cake with Reese's peanut butter as a topping, and then they cover the whole thing in chocolate. Now, they say each little cake is 380 calories. That seems a little low to me. But I posted a picture of them on our Facebook. They actually look really good.
Well, it's probably 380 calories because it's probably like the size of a quarter.
Little teeny tiny one. Melt that over a fire. All right, clickbait me, DT.
Clickbait.
Go to Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. I posted a video that's gone viral this morning. It's a guy giving a speech to the city council in Lincoln, Nebraska. Not a lot going on there right now, it sounds like, because he's calling on them to lead the charge in renaming boneless chicken wings. He says they should be named buffalo-style chicken tenders, or wet tenders, or saucy nugs.
Wet tenders?
Wet tenders. Yuck. Give me one of them baskets there of the wet tenders.
Have him thrown out of
the meeting. Disgusting. Anyway, it's kind of funny. It's worth a click. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
And that's what's trending now with your boys in the morning.